Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I'm visiting with Emily Shelby of the Sheraton County FSA.
Emily, what do we have to talk about this month?
Well, I've got a couple things to pass along. The first thing I'd like to discuss is CRP, routine grazing, and managed harvesting. So the Conservation Reserve Program participants can utilize routine grazing and managed harvesting as outlined in their conservation plan. Managed harvesting and routine grazing are authorized under certain conditions to improve the quality and performance of the CRP cover. CRP contracts in Missouri may utilize routine grazing and managed harvesting for hay no more frequently than once out of every 3 years. Under normal conditions, managed haying and routine grazing can be requested at the local FSA office by the landowner or producer on the CRP contract. However, the same acreage cannot be hayed and grazed. CRP acres must be considered fully established before haying or grazing can be authorized. For routine grazing, the authorization expires September 30th, and all livestock must be removed by September 30th. CRP participants must report the numbers of acres grazed to FSA no later than October 10th. Before grazing eligible acreage, CRP participants must request approval and obtain a modified conservation plan to include the routine grazing requirements. CRP participants are not permitted to graze any acreage, hayed or grazed, under managed or emergency provisions. Participants must report the number of acres grazed again by October 10th. For haying, the authorization expires September 30th, and all hay bales must be completely removed from CRP contracts no later than October 30th. CRP participants must report the acres hayed to FSA by October 10th. The haying is limited to one cutting. Routine grazing and managed harvesting will result in an annual rental payment reduction of no less than 25% based on the number of acres actually grazed or harvested. Producers who qualify as a beginning farmer or rancher will not be assessed a payment reduction. All haying and grazed acres are subject to an FSA spot check at any time during or after the authorization. Haying and grazed acres are subject to an FSA spot check at any time during or after the authorization period. It is important to contact our office prior to any haying or grazing activities on the CRP acres to ensure that you remain in compliance. Also, if you are breaking any new ground, producers are reminded that they need to consult with FSA and NRCS before breaking out any new ground for production purposes, as doing so without authorization may put a producer's federal farm program benefits in jeopardy. This is especially true for land that must meet the highly erodible land and wetland conservation provisions. Producers with HEL-determined soils are required to apply tillage, crop residue, and rotational requirements as specified in their conservation plan. Producers should notify FSA as a first point of contact prior to conducting land clearing or drainage-type projects to ensure the proposed actions meet compliance criteria. So, if you're going to make any land changes, please contact our office ahead of time. That way we can ensure you remain in compliance. And as always, if you have any questions or concerns, please call the Sheraton County Farm Service Agency at 660-288-3279. Thank you very much.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.